Welcome to the World of Valor, an actual play tabletop podcast. Chapter 34, A Modest Proposal. After all, I am not so violently bent upon my own opinion as to reject any offer proposed by wise men, which shall be found equally innocent, cheap, easy, and effectual. Jonathan Swift. We're gonna eat some baby. So we find ourselves back at the Exo Bakery. Mm-hmm. Boral Machuca, current mayor of the city-state of Alexandria, strides in. Hi, hey everyone, hey, what's up?
Can I?
Everyone's good?
I'm gonna make a way to start stepping back.
Just as a reminder, Rugo is still currently holding Damien in a grapple hold.
Yeah.
Right. The sign said closed.
Oh, that's cool. I'm the mayor, if you didn't know. He walks in, and then he walks up to the counter, and then he dings. Little thing on the counter. Gotta get some service around here.
It's still closed, sir.
Huh. And then he walks over to you. And then as he's walking over to you, in line guards, in like all black, holding weapons. About six of them enter. Are you the owner of this fine establishment here?
Before the weight of just the situation had Zeobar's kind of bent over a little bit, but now upon seeing Boro even anywhere in the vicinity, he straightened up to full height.
I am 6'2".
And he looks at him, and he's like, I have some say in it, yeah.
Excellent. Could you bring me a cup of coffee and some of those XO bombs?
Sir, as per the sign, on the outside of the door, we're closed.
We understand XO bombs are incredibly delicious, but you can't have one right now, as much as you might want one.
And until that sign says open, we will not be serving anyone.
That's interesting. He looks at the other people, the other guards.
This for you, food service members!
Closed means closed.
Hey, go ahead and have yourself some fun. Go ahead. And then they go out. And one of them shoots into the air. And you see a trove of people running out of Dynamite Crossing.
I'm gonna let go of Damien.
And so, what you see, high or low favorable results?
Hi.
Nice. And so, you see a few of them start trying to, like, hit the windows of your establishments. And then Boral's like, whoa, 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 I told you guys to have fun. Not to have fun.
There is an observatory over yonder, if y'all like to see the area. And also a park that should be open.
Observatory? So like space and shit?
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, a magic shop. The dance hall should be open a bit later.
Dance hall? That's such an old fashioned. Why don't you just call it a club?
Yeah.
And Zeomar's gestures, like a enjoy yourself kind of thing, but his face isn't in it.
And so, Boral goes behind your counter. I'm assuming your coffee's like back here. And he starts like rummaging through your cabinets. And he's like,
Zeomar follows him and shuts the cabinet.
Oh no, you're good, I got it.
No, you see, only employees are allowed back here. Mm. Mr. Mayor, are you offering up your services to work under us?
Of course.
Then I suggest you get out of the employee-only section.
Someone come and take care of him.
I only have 27 health.
Yeah, maybe this might not be the time for that.
Does an 18 hit?
If I say no, does it still hit me? It hits.
And so, two shots ricochet from outside, and you feel them going into your knees.
This not is for the you, knees. Food service workers!
Ooh. 16 points of damage.
That's a lot of damage.
2d12. I got 12 on one.
Can I shoot myself in the head again?
You're gonna try to take the gun out? And so, like, you take the shots. They rush in, and before anyone can react, you're on the floor.
Yeah, I'm on the floor.
Do you try to take your gun out?
Not right now. I'm gonna do it when no one's looking.
And so Boral steps on your back and over. So, anyone going to fix me any coffee or XO bombs?
Okay, I'm gonna rush behind the counter and see if there's any coffee to make.
Vera. Vera.
Yeah?
Give him the instant.
Yeah, I was making good coffee. My specialty isn't necessarily cooking.
Closed.
Are you whispering that?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to roll a stealth.
Okay.
I love the commitment to no, we're not working today. Even if it kills us.
So, is it dark in here?
No.
Alright. So it's not dark in here, is what you're saying.
It's not.
Okay. Stealth. I got a 19.
Oh, that's a really good roll.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I was trying. The thing is, I remembered my darkness stuff, and I was like, wait a second, do I have anything?
So I didn't hear it.
Good. Give him the out-of-date stuff. Fair. Give him the stuff that's about to go bad.
Yeah.
So poison him.
You kill berries.
I'm gonna just get the exo bomb. I'm gonna see if there's instant coffee, and if there's not, I'm just gonna see if there's
higher level favorable results.
Hi.
There's only the good shit.
Yeah. There's instant coffee.
Cool. I'm gonna make him an instant coffee.
Can you spit in his drink?
He's right there.
Wait, the thing is, we respect food service out here. So we're not going to do this.
So yeah, I'm going to give him like...
Food service for life!
Oh no, I broke my shirt. So yeah, I'm going to give him the... I'm going to like get the XO bombs. I assume they're in a package. And then I'm going to get the coffee. And I'm going to be like, here. And then I'm going to dip in the back.
Whoa, where are you going? And then he takes one of your larger boots. Come, sit down, everyone, have a seat.
So I had to pee.
I don't care.
You're gonna care.
I don't care.
I'm gonna go. I'll be back.
Guard, someone go with her.
Are you going with me in the bathroom?
Piss your pants.
And they're not gonna go with you into the bathroom. They're gonna like be outside.
Cool.
So have a seat.
Mars hasn't moved. He's trying to subtly shoot himself in the thigh with one of his bullets.
Ruko's just gonna casually head over to the booth and sit opposite him.
Can I just go to the booth? I'm sorry.
Sure. Go to the booth.
Okay.
Also, you didn't have to pee that bad.
I could. You're curious, you know. Give me a doctor's appointment.
Ivan's gonna follow suit, but he'll insist on standing because he doesn't feel like sitting.
This was not the biggest move, I don't think.
You're making me nervous. Why don't you take a seat?
I think I'm good. I've sat long enough. I think I'm good.
I'm impressed. A lot of you guys, like, What do they say in Helion? Big balls? Yours are ginormous. You guys keep, like, not doing as I say. I'm not used to that. This is different.
Zeomaris. Can I roll cell to shoot myself with another one of my bullets? I'm on my last legs here. I'm hurt.
Wait a second.
I'm just curious, what are Damien and Vanya doing?
Damien has moved down and sat down.
Okay.
But Damien, like you, is sitting across from him.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, next to him.
I'm standing, like, if this is, like, the head of the booth, and if he's sitting over here, I'm on this side standing.
Okay.
So you're, like, standing next to me and Damien.
Yeah, okay. Essentially.
Yes, you didn't say what Vanya's doing.
So I feel this is, like, in season one, how we were, like, sitting, like, for
so how
class?
Are we sitting? So can someone draw a diagram?
Boro scoots in, and then pats his seat next to him for you, Vera.
I'm gonna sit down. But I need you to know that I feel like my flames would be more agitated.
Cute trick. Hey, guy on the ground, you coming over here?
So now can I roll cell to shoot myself?
Sure. All right. That's a pretty high stealth.
Are your guns?
Really?
Are your guns it's silenced?
Well, I'm shooting myself. I'm not pointing at anyone. I just have to take it out of the
It's still not silenced.
It doesn't make a noise?
Yeah, it does. All right. Whatever. I got a 10.
It's not high enough.
Well, never mind. I guess I don't shoot myself. As soon as Yomaris notices that someone notices him with the gun, he puts it back in and he gets up.
Actually, Boro looks up. Give me that gun.
Takes out a gun and he places it on the table, but he doesn't shove it towards him. It's just on the table.
Was it the gun you just had?
Maybe.
He picks up the gun. He checks what bullets it has in it. What bullets does this gun have in it?
It's just replenished bullets.
Okay. He lets all the bullets out. And then you guys are all watching them cascade on the table. Mm-hmm. And then he takes out a bullet out of his pocket. Same bullet you shot him with.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Puts it in the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a revolver?
Yeah.
He spins it. One bullet in the chamber. He puts it back in front of him. So, I see you guys have met Vanya.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I pick up the bullet and shoot myself? pick up the gun and shoot myself with it?
What, the gun that he just put down?
Yeah.
But it has, like, the bullet you shot him with.
Well, it might
but it's Russian roulette style.
Yeah.
It's only a revolver. I only get, like, 1d8. I'll live. And I didn't try to shoot him with any of my special bullets. It was just a bullet.
Wow, that's ballsy.
What's that one meme?
What's the point of this? What am I doing?
Do it!
You know what?
Do it!
Wait.
I'm so sorry!
Wait. It's
give me 2 seconds. I gotta double check with... I gotta double check that, like, at this point.
That is, like, the most badass thing I think I've heard you say, of, like... He put a gun on the table with a regular bullet. I want to pick it up and just shoot myself with it. Because it's like, you don't. It might not be the bullet. You could just be clicking. I honestly think, like, the most badass thing ZMRs could do is pick up the gun, shoot it, and then put it back in front of Boro.
Yeah, because, like, wouldn't that, like, damage his, like, sanity, maybe?
Why do you keep trying to damage our sanity all of a sudden?
I feel like it wouldn't hurt sanity, but I feel like it's, like, that's
the
just, like,
is,
a, that's a power move.
I just, because I remember, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, like, either, because I wasn't trying to kill him, it was just a warning shot, so I wasn't using one of my special bullets. And if I used one of my special bullets, it was the decelerate one. But I wasn't trying to hit him, so why would I use a special bullet? It was a regular bullet.
Yeah. Asia, unironically, I think that sounds like a really cool idea. I think you should do it.
Wait, I just gotta check in with Zio. I just gotta check in
with Zio. I need to go back to headquarters. What if you...
Give me 2 seconds. Okay. Alright. We're pissed. We're a little ticked. Today hasn't gone the way we wanted it to. Now he's here. With my bullet. He thinks he's playing a power move on me. You know what? Fuck this guy. I've been getting my ass beat by my own friends, and now I'm on the floor. Someone shot me in my own home. Fuck this guy. This could make it go worse. Nope. Sorry. Okay. We're gonna do this. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, don't be sorry. That's awesome. That's like the biggest fuck you anti-power, because it's like Boro's trying to intimidate everybody, and this is Yomar saying, not me. Try that stick on somebody else.
It's a lapse in judgment, but it's a lapse. We're gonna go with it.
I was gonna say, if you want, maybe do a history check to see if you remember the bullet, just to be safe. Or he could have just replicated the bullet and put something nasty in it as well. So it looks like your bullet, but it could be something different.
Just do it.
Zomars, would you do that? No.
Zomars a nerd?
I'm so sorry. Zomars.
Is he a nerd or is he
okay? Normally, Zomars is a lot more cautious, but he's had a bad day.
So we're locking this in.
We're locking this in.
This is canon.
The funny thing is, he was just about to do this. And so Zomars grabs the gun, and he does not stop you. He does not stop you from grabbing the gun. He doesn't make a remark. He doesn't do anything. And you shoot the gun. And it clicks. He starts beating on the table. Now that's what we got. Give me the gun.
And he doesn't put it in his hand. He puts it down. Just out of arm's reach. So he'd have to lean forward to get it.
And Boro leans forward. And then he puts it in Baron's head.
Okay, coward.
Click. Then he puts it up against his head. Click. Then he puts it up against Ruko's head.
How many chambers are there?
Right.
Six.
And it's been one, two, three. So I'm number four.
Can Zomars just... Once he sees what Boro is doing, can he grab, the head of the gun and point it back towards himself?
You've already had your chance. If you want to play again... And then a laser enters the room, but it's... I'm sorry, I wrote low. It's just, it's moving around the room.
You aren't playing fair. They didn't agree to this game. I did. You want to gamble anyone else's life? You gamble mine.
It's funny. I think you don't understand the situation here. You guys are people. You guys are my playthings. Then he kind of looks at Ruko. The nerve of this guy, right?
So Ruko will stick up his organic hand and just kind of give him the come on gesture and just sit perfectly still.
Now, he's agreed. Does that do anything for you?
Zomars looks at Ruko and is like, hey, I acknowledge you're a boss too. Wait, boss to boss? Is this you? Because this is your fight.
Ruko's not looking. He's staring directly down the barrel of
you. Click!
Alright.
So that's statistically. It's a 50-50.
The thing is, this is cowardly. You have
I played as well.
This is out of character. This is cowardly. Because how is it statistically that it's more likely for one of us to get hit than you, because you already had your turn.
Yeah, you didn't put it to your people or nothing.
Right. Okay.
Nah. Bring that up?
Zomars is going to bring it up.
Okay, he puts it to his head. Click. And then he puts it at Ivan's head.
Hold up a second. He puts it to his own head?
Yeah.
Is it putting it to his own head between each of us? Is it like...
Well, no, but that would make him statistically more likely to be hit.
Yeah.
The thing is...
Or do you just want to, like, trick him into doing that?
No, the thing is... If it's him versus us, then if he goes, and then it's each one of us, and then him...
Everyone versus each other.
He went, like, third.
He's not seeing it as him versus... It's like, hey, we're all playing this game. But there's no signs.
Yeah. Because also, like, there's more of us. So, like...
No, I thought it was him versus us. So I'm like, hey, if you only get one turn for every one of us, it's more likely that one of us is
going
to lose.
No, we were all going in order.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's...
I understand that. But I was saying, one of our guys is going to get hit, and then there's only one of you. So I was thinking of it him versus us, but if it's every man for himself, then this makes sense.
Yeah, he's never thought of it as him versus you guys.
Screw this dude.
I don't count myself amongst ants. Come on.
What?
Are there ants in the
world? Yes,
there are ants who get along
great. They're horses.
And so he's gonna flip a coin. So he's like, oh man, so you insisted. I went twice. Now you've condemned one of your friends to getting shot. So it's either gonna be this man staring daggers at me or Ivan.
I'm just gonna get shot. Xeomars doesn't say anything, but he just grabs the barrel back towards himself.
Xeomars, you're not making this fun.
I'm not saying this. Xeomars isn't saying this. Raise your hand. Anyone else having fun out here?
No?
All right, sir.
Vanya, grab Xeomars.
I'm gonna be done. My own house.
He just did.
Ooh.
It's still an 8.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So did Vanya, like...
14.
Does not hit.
They're not trying to hit. Vanya is activating their god power! And similar to Ivan, you remember, like, hey, activating your god power. You know what that feels like? You feel the weight of divinity within the room.
And you're just okay with him treating people like this.
My mother told me to follow this direction.
I see.
Is he no longer intimidated from before?
I feel like not Boros here.
And Xeomars looks around at the table for a second. And as he's looking at everyone, he kind of catches himself. And he notices that he's not making the situation better. So he just kind of lets go of the barrel. Actually, no, it's between Ivan and Damien, right?
Mm-hmm. And you grab the barrel, but it's like...
Looks at Damien again. It's like, what are we doing here? What's the call?
So Damien's gonna... I'm gonna have you roll an insight for his look as I roll a performance for Damien. Yeah. Okay, so that is a 19 for Damien for a performance.
I got an 11.
So he's trying to communicate. You're making the system. You're making this entire thing worse. Calm down. Like, I need someone in the face, but it's not the person who is hunting us. It is not the person who is in charge of the city.
Sit down. He just takes a step back and crosses his arms.
Laura looks wonderful. Man, I thought you were going to get everyone killed in here. Man, the tensions are running high. And then, like, he puts his arms around Vera. I was like, crazy, right? Like, I can't believe she did that. I can't believe he did that.
I'm not going to do that.
Vera's exhibiting a lot of the self-control here.
So he takes out more bullets out of his shirt, and he just starts putting them more in the chamber. Fills it up.
Okay.
higher low favor results either.
I'll go for low.
63! And he unloads all six in Damien.
Jeez. What? Okay.
Let's see. 66.
Oh, thank God.
Wow, that could have been way worse.
That could have been way worse. And then he takes apart the gun, and then he hands it to one of his guards. Okay, now that we know that we're not messing around here.
I want my gun back.
I believe you guys have something that I want.
Zeomars doesn't say anything. He's just looking at him.
Vanya, did Vanya. And then he kind of stops her. What? Do you not tell them? I did tell them. But I just thought maybe there's another way. Fuck! See, this is why you don't send a boy to do a man's show. Okay. So I know Princess Vera Simone Atlas is here.
Where?
Do you know where Princess Vera Simone Atlas is?
And these are the facts that we know about Princess Vera Simone Atlas. Irresponsible. Blonde hair. Red eyes. Sorry, like reddish eyes. Half human, half territory. Has a wolf.
Oh, it's a wolf.
Those are very vague facts.
Can someone bring the wolf in?
Oh my god.
At least your hair's not still blonde. Ugh.
And then you hear the yelping as Mia is kind of thrown into the building.
And I'm going to go where Mia is.
Roll of strength.
Please, God. No, I got a one!
Oh! The thing is, I take a negative to strength!
Oh, 15!
Damn.
This sucks, man.
You try to get up, but Boral has a tight grip around your shoulders. Whoa! Where are you going? What's up?
Don't throw Mia like that.
Perfect. So, I need you for a marriage proposal. I gotta be real. Your grandma's kind of being a bitch. You know, she keeps catching all my spies. She keeps stopping all the pirates at the border. She won't let anyone in right now. And so, it's really fucking annoying. But, I can get to her through you. I just want an alliance. You can play with your friends. You can go to school. I just want the guarantee that Luloba won't stand against me. Sorry. Won't stand against Alexandria.
So, your plan was to use me to get to my family. But one... We're already not on good terms.
It's the woe is me, princess shit. It's all the same. Every few generations, a princess thinks that her family doesn't care for them, or a princess doesn't think their family cares for them, and they move away and they try new experiences. No one, like, I'm gonna go ahead and stop you. I don't care. So. I just want the alliance.
No, the thing is, what I was suggesting is that I don't like you. And for this alliance to work, I feel like at a base, we kind of have to like each other. Why would I do anything that you say?
I don't like the pirates. I'm working with them.
Because you hired them, but like...
Yeah, and I'm, in a sense, hiring you.
Hmm. And if I refuse?
I feel like you're making me out to be the bad guy. And I feel like if I say what I'm going to say next, it's going to submit that I'm the bad guy. But, like, I'm not the bad guy. Mm-hmm. So let's just say bad things would happen. Yes.
I have a quick question, not to interrupt this. Right. How large lengthwise, like from the door to the back of the room, is the XO Cafe?
Pretty big.
Yeah, it's like...
There's like the main section, then there's an off section.
Yeah, there's like a...
Would you say more than 30 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Are guards beyond the range of 30 feet from the entrance?
Yes.
Okay. Never mind then. Real talk, I was just trying to figure out, if I had Deathwind show up and unleash a sonic wave, could that potentially knock all of them unconscious and just get us out of here? But if there's still guards outside the range, that wouldn't help.
So what do you say, Vera? I'm only going to ask nicely once.
You know, a girl, when she waits for her big day, they wanted a little bit more spectacle, I guess. This is one hell of a proposal, but I just need some time with this. Do I have to answer right now, or can I get back to you later when I'm more settled? I just got back.
You have a clock in here?
Yeah.
I'll give you like 10 minutes.
All right.
Can I sidebar with everyone, or?
You ask him that?
Yeah.
Sure. And then like he kind of like nudges you out of the booth. And then he's like, okay, I'll go outside to get the interviews ready. And then as he opens the door, you see people, you see his guard setting up a stage area.
I hate it here.
And then he takes Vanya and they walk outside.
Okay.
Are other guards still in the cafe or?
Not in the cafe.
Okay, so we're alone in the cafe.
Yeah.
All right. So, Vera.
Yeah.
Is there a back door to this place? Maybe we just run for it.
The thing is, we're
surrounded.
We're surrounded.
It seems like we really only got one of two options.
Well, I have a Night Stalker who can fly. Maybe not all of us run out, but I take Vera out. We get back to my ship. We hide. Plan our next move.
He doesn't seem the type to just wait without act.
I don't think we give him the chance.
Vera, whatever the choice here is, the ball is in your court. So what are you thinking?
It doesn't feel like I have any other choices. Because the thing is, Ruko, I appreciate you offering your Night Stalker and bringing us back to your ship, but it's like, I can't go home. And I still go to school here, and we're still in the city. And... I really don't think I have any other options besides agree for this. I guess like the thing is, if we have 10 minutes, I guess I'll just agree for the meantime. But, and try to find a way after when we have more time to get away from this, but.
Ziomaris. Do I have to roll an insight for this? Can I just sense the despair off of the earlier despair look?
I think you can just tell.
Yeah, you can just tell.
Ziomaris puts a hand on Vera's shoulder and is like, we'll figure this out.
We could kill him.
Is that Damien?
That's Damien. He gets Damien up as the bullets like fall out of his body.
Damien? Let's not try that right now.
Actually, I think that sounds like a pretty good idea. This might be a good chance.
Damien? And he just looks at him and shakes his head.
Ruko's gonna look at him and nod his head.
Can I walk up to Damien and be like, hey, I appreciate that you're trying to defend me, but let me do this for you guys. We just got back from a battle today. And we're still like, kind of like, we're not the sturdiest as we could be.
Is Mariah still in the room?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people. This is a big sidebar.
I'm going to look at Damien and I'm going to put my hand on his shoulder. And be like, hey. I appreciate this. We're all clever. We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out later. This seemed like the easiest option. So let me do this for you guys. Persuasion? Persuasive?
Sure, roll persuasion.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Hold on. I got a 6.
Damn.
That one. Dang it.
What'd you get?
21.
Damn.
Whatever. Does he respond, or are we just... He just doesn't feel convinced, or...
He grabs your face. And he makes you look up. Well, sorry, he's shorter than you. He tilts your head down. And then he picks up a bit and then touches your forehead and gets his. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to push you back. And he's going to run out the door.
No! Dex! Dexterity!
Ruko's going to try and help run interference for Damien.
We're going to go for Dex.
There feels
what do I need? What do I need?
Do we know how many guards are outside?
Roll a perception.
13.
Okay, you're able to see like 30.
Quite a few.
From that perception, am I able to glean any kind of like combat ability of them? Like, are they necessarily like, really strong?
Hey, dude, how big do they look? I'm 6 foot now.
Compared to me, what are these weaklings coming in at?
They look pretty strong.
Okay.
Oh, we should call Sahara.
No, damn. I asked if Mariah's in the room to see if she knows like when he'd be back.
Oh.
Cause he'd be suitable backup for something like this.
So yeah, I want to try and help him out, run interference.
So, as he pushes Vera away, he activates his Beast Man, which adds an additional 10 feet of speed for him, so now he's moving at 55 feet.
As part of mine, can I try to shoot him with the decelerate bullet?
So,
or
yes, but
okay.
Ruko would come first.
All
right,
deal.
Yeah, so basically, basically Ruko is looking out for if someone's going to try and stop Damien, he's going to try and get in between that person and Damien.
Okay.
You may just roll like a dexterity? Or?
Yeah, roll a dexterity.
Okay. This wouldn't happen to be a dexterity using my sight, smell, or hearing, would it?
Not yet.
That was a 10.
Okay.
Can I roll? Sorry. I don't know if you have to do Ruko's things first. I was going to roll perception, see if there's any flame nearby for me to use to manipulate that. I can manipulate flame within 60 feet. Because I am also, I think the bar fruit, I don't know if you know, but I'm like living flame right now. Like, really
no,
hot topic.
No, there's no fruit. There's nothing nearby.
Okay.
So you're going to try to shoot him?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Okay. Dang it. Almost a crit. 21, I think? I'm not doing the full math here. I know it's above 20, though. I rolled a 17, I get a +2, and then add your dex, it's
22. 22? And what bullet are you hitting him with?
Decelerate.
And how much does that slow him down
70.
By? 70? So, he reaches 0. And then he activates Rubber Man.
Okay.
And so his reach extends 30 feet. And let's see if he grabs Boro.
Can I just yell that he's going to get us killed?
He grabs Boro.
Oh my god.
And so he grabs Boro by the neck. And then he brings him back in. And he starts choking him out.
Can I...
And then like, it's Boro, he was composed this entire time. Uh-huh. He is shook. He is
afraid. He is trying with all his might to get Damien off.
Do we know, can we see or like roll to perceive if like the guards are coming after or do they not notice or?
I feel like they probably notice. That's my guess.
They maybe. Notice.
Okay, so.
So I have Damn. I have an action that I like to put in wherever that goes in the order. But I think I put something first.
And as Damien is holding him, you see his hands glowing as he's kind of like on his throat. He is trying to burn Boros' throat.
Whose turn is it? I don't want to go right of order. I got stuff, but...
Low-key, I feel like that's not the most terrible idea, because if he burns his throat, he can't give orders to guards. So I was going to think, and I was just... I'll try this. I'll make a run for the front of the building.
Scatter!
not scatter, but like I was going to try to like do like a wide-scale intimidation with Vakonic Aura and see if they can just back off while I'll let everyone else deal with the Damien and Boro thing.
If so, possible. As you move to the front, the person who was in front of all the guards is Vanya. And you see that they summon a spear in their hand. And they chuck it at you.
Okay.
And before we get to that roll, what did you want
to
do?
Okay, so I wanted to reach out to the Night Stalker, like, bond-wise, and basically let him know if a bunch of guards rush the Exo Cafe, swoop in, use your sonic wave, and get out of there. And basically just try and knock as many of them out as he can when they storm to come save Boro.
DMRs, what did you want to do?
I want to yell at Damien.
Okay, what are you yelling?
Sorry. It's the exasperation overtaking me right now. Damien, you're gonna get us killed! You kill him and then what next?
Only one person needs to die today.
Let go of him. And then he's gonna try to like, oh my God, he's just glowing. Dang, what can we do? I don't believe in a strength check. We're gonna roll to persuade. No, we're not. Oh my God, I'm gonna need an at 20 for that. Oh God.
Sorry for laughing straight into the mic.
Sorry, this is what.
I just pulled up the sonic wave.
Can't take all the guards that are gonna swarm.
Maybe we don't have
persuade.
To.
That's all I got.
I'm also gonna roll the persuade. Like he's the mayor.
if he's dead.
You literally just said like, I to Zio Morris that
right.
This is the mayor.
Yeah.
We are about the time in this position.
What did I do with it? Did I throw it?
What one?
Red one. The red D20 is right there.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, it was perfectly bluffed.
That was also like... before he was shot 6 times by this man.
That's fair.
I was shot in the knees?
I'm going to also roll to persuade.
All
right. I got a 9. So I got a 9 plus, I have my modifier, which is 11.
Can I add my leadership roll? Can I add my leadership point?
Can I?
No, because he's a co-leader.
Can I add we trained for a month and
no.
It is now be a time for like the Phoenix Fruit thing or
I only have 3 left. And this is you know what?
It was a better time.
There's a better time.
It's not at that high stakes.
And so Ivan, does a 20 hit.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
you get all that
I gotta be real.
Yes.
I rolled.
I don't have that as Ivan.
What's all that about?
I rolled straight up Dookie. I got a 3.
Dookie.
And what you feel is a spear piercing your chest and sending you to the opposite side of the wall, and you're now pinned against the wall.
Okay. Ooh.
Well.
So before we move on to the next step, anyone has like a thing they want to try?
What? How much damage do I take?
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's relevant.
12 points of damage.
I have something else I want to try.
The stoic stance. I can reduce it by 1d4. All right. So I reduce it by 4.
Okay, so only 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
I got it. Go ahead, Sam. It's your turn.
Sorry, I really have to pee.
Go pee.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
So, general question. Can I both, as an action, activate my, what is it, Bracers of Barrier?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're called. Yes, Bracer of Barriers. So can I both activate that as a shield and bonus action to use Cheap Shot?
Yes.
Okay. Because the Bracer of Barriers, let me make sure I'm reading this right. So, while wielding this item as a shield, you have resistance to force damage, and you have immunity to damage. Is it supposed to be something more specific, or just, am I immune to damage?
It was supposed to be immune to magical damage.
Okay, cool. It's funnily enough, reading through this, my brain interpreted it as magical damage,
mm-hmm.
but then it was just like, it doesn't say magical, it just says damage. So we must have talked about that at some point.
Yeah.
I'm just going to scroll that in real quick. So what is it?
Yes.
Is it possible to, like, take a step back? Because I was reading and I saw that I could do a reaction to maybe dodge it, because it's a non-magical weapon attack.
It is a magical weapon.
Oh, it is a magical weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I thought it was, like, an energy spear that he, like...
Was it?
Yeah,
oh,
created.
I didn't know that. If it's a magical thing...
If it's a spear made of lightning, that means it.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, if...
You actually think resistance to lightning.
Yeah. I didn't know that it was... you only said, like, spear, so I thought it was just, like, an actual...
My bad. Sorry, I should have been more clear.
So, resistance is, like, what?
Half?
Yeah, half damage.
Oh, perfect.
So, you take 4 points of damage?
Four.
Well, I think it's 6, because let me see. Stoic Stance, take damage from a non-magical source. And if it's magic, then it's the full 12.
Right.
So it'll be 6 instead.
That's still, honestly, it's still a really good shield. So I'm still going to want to activate that. Which, for the record, just for clarity's sake, I have the Bracer of Barriers on my organic hand.
Okay.
I want to put everything on the prosthetic hand. Plus, I don't want to have a shield in the hand where my sword is.
And so, question. I remember bits and pieces from, like, the last episode I did. And so, is it possible to... Because, like, I'm assuming he's, like, in his, like, god mode or whatever, right?
Yes.
Is it possible, because I understand the feeling of that energy so well, to be able to, like, try to siphon that power back within me? Because I'm still listed as the god of wrath.
No. Because this is now the god of temperance. So it's a different energy.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I was like, I understand, I know what temperance is, but I was like, how can you have it?
Yeah. I was making sure that he made it as vague as possible to sound really weird. But
yeah, and I like that. So I'm doing Cheap Shot on Vanya, but it just occurred to me, how hilarious would it be if I just threw sand in Boro's eyes while he's getting choked out? Just like, wah! But yeah, so I think what I'm going to plan to do is Cheap Shot Vanya, then activate my Bracer of Barriers, and just get ready for it.
Would anything Vaconic related just automatically lose to anything God related?
Alright, Sam, can you stop hurting? Let's get back in the action.
Not necessarily.
Let me know when it's my turn.
Later we can take reduced damage.
And then for Deathwind, he's going to wait until, like, the guards are close to the entrance, until they're, like, bunched up. And then he'll, like, swoop in and just hit him with it and then fly away and try not to fight too much. That's what he's planning on doing. Hopefully we can get most of them in that 30-foot cone.
Hi.
It's pretty big.
Also, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
If I try to void brand Damien, but can I do it without void branding Boro, or do I have to do it both because he's holding him down?
He's holding him down.
Well, that's not
gonna work. We gotta try the other one.
So, sorry, the thing is, let me see. I need to look at myself.
I'll say, I like how this situation has evolved, where initially before it was me holding back Damien from Vanya, and now it's sort of like me and Damien going after Boro.
You're teaming up. Sometimes cops link up and...
Wait, never mind. Sometimes what?
No, sorry. The thing is, when John earlier was like, yeah, Damien's the crazy bad cop, and I'm the good cop. He's like, but now these cops are teaming up to choke someone out. And I'm like, that doesn't seem like a good analogy at all. So.
Let's not.
And so, yes, sorry, Josemar. It was a lightning spear, so okay. You actually, like, it's magical, but also it's...
Half damage?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So how much time are we on? Cause this we've been trying to get Damien off him for a hot minute. But where are we at? Do I have time for like one more attempt of things?
The thing is, like, this has been going on for a bit, and he isn't dead yet. Bora only has like 10 health. Right. Damien's not killing him.
Can you?
He's marking him.
Oh, that's much darker.
Ooh. Can we just let? Can I try to clear thought, Damien? Would that do anything? Pristine sure. thought, even though I'm pretty sure this is just a Damien choice.
But pristine thought of.
Marred by rage? I don't know. I'm desperate.
Can I talk to Boro and be like, hey, if we let you go, are you just, like, you can't, like, chastise anyone here. I'll go. I'll do whatever
nothing
you want.
Nothing personal.
I'll do whatever. I'll fucking marry Vanya, but... You can't hold this against us.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Roll a persuasion. Sorry.
I'm going to roll to help.
I'm going
to
be real. That has to be a pretty high persuasion. Okay. Because...
Fuck. I have a 12. Wait, no.
I got a 15 to help.
I have a 12. Well, can I use Zero Mars's 15? I don't know what that said.
Zero Mars didn't say anything.
I got 23.
Dang.
It's good time.
That didn't work.
Can I roll?
And so, seeing that didn't work... Damien moves his hand that's, like, burning off of his throat, and you see a very clear Damien-sized hand around his neck.
Jeez.
And then he puts it on the side of his head. And then you hear fresh screams from Boro as you hear his feathers on the top of his head burning away.
Oh, God.
Damien. Just kill him. What are you doing?
I swear to God. We're gonna...
I'm gonna grapple Damien.
Go for that.
We're gonna. The only time I roll well is when I grapple somebody. So let's see if that works.
Can we combo while she's trying to grapple him? Can I try to like grab Damien's head for like a clear thought or like at least part of his body?
Yes. But really quick, Ivan.
Pinned to the wall.
Pinned to the wall, but the lightning spear disappears as it reappears within Vanya's hand as he brings it down on Damien.
Okay.
Not so gonna I'm going to give you the reaction to that.
I'm not going to lie. That's cool as fuck.
Right?
You got one over me. okay.
You know what? I get it.
And so I'll rush in and I'll call my sword and I'll block the hit.
Can you do that?
Roll the strength.
All right. I'll roll the strength.
What'd you get?
What'd you get?
Crit fail.
I also got a crit fail.
Who's crit fail?
I was gonna offer to help you depending on how this went, but seeing as you guys both crit failed, I'm just gonna leave this to you.
Wow, you really are clones.
That's how we know. That's how we know that it's Ivan.
Okay. Give me a second to think. And so you're just doing a standard attack.
Block. To just block the...
Oh, you weren't even attacking. You were just...
With my sword, I was going to block the incoming spear at the very least.
So, okay, I have a question because this might be relevant. I have talked about being ready to cheap shot Vanya. Leading into this, can I throw some dirt in Vanya's eye?
You have that at the ready. Yes,
yeah,
you can.
To help out Ivan and getting this going?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I just roll just a dex attack for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a crit fail. It's a 10.
Crit fail, you get sand in your own eye.
For cheap shot, I think I just...
We're all rolling poorly.
Well, the thing is, he actually, it's not just an attack. He has to make a dex saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Versus my ability save. So it's
Honestly, I'm gonna work underneath that one, because that's
okay.
That's rough.
Yeah. So I would have that he failed it.
Okay, cool. So then he is blinded until my next turn.
Which is not. Oh, I guess.
So high or low favorable results.
High.
Sorry, this is for the table. You guys want high?
No. Yeah.
I think high.
Four.
All right.
Hi.
Woo. Because if you failed, it would have went directly into Boar's head.
Oh my god.
The dirt?
Well, we didn't do that.
Oh, the spear.
Well, yeah.
Oh. That. That's friendly fire.
Well, now I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I just let him kill him.
Body. Everyone's like, oh.
The prince killed him.
That's a you problem now.
Look at that. And so you're able to glance off the blow, and it goes directly into the ground.
Okay. Is it safe to assume that like anything else I do would operate under the same crit fail, or can I like re-roll for something?
What are you re-rolling for?
I want to like just push him away so he's not in our circle.
Roll strength.
And he's blind.
So you have advantage.
Speaking of advantage, since
I'm not taking that.
I'm so sorry.
The 17. It was a 15 and a 1.
Nope. 6.
Nice.
Okay.
And so you do enough, and you don't know your own strength. You have your sword out, which means your Vaconic magic is rushing through, and you push him hard enough to send him through the wall.
Okay.
My establishment.
How much damage would that do? Because I'm assuming that he's still injured from earlier.
Oh, he took a lot of damage earlier.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
I pushed him non-lethally, by the way, just in case.
12 points of damage.
Because it was, how much was that knee to the face again?
It was
20-something. Yeah, he's out.
That was 20 plus. So he's unconscious
now. He's out, yeah.
Let's go, Vera.
Okay, so the thing is, I grapple him, but since they didn't stay in place, can I have advantage? Or?
Sure, but as you guys are grappling, the Night Stalker lands on top of the building. Not enough to destroy, it's reinforced, come on.
My house.
And then it let loose the
Sonic Wave.
The Sonic Wave at the guards coming right at the door.
Oh, perfect.
Wow. What do I add to that?
Is it possible to like help them now that like after I push them?
I got a nat 20.
Oh, that doesn't seem like.
Well, that's perfect because I did not.
Okay, got a 10. So you grappled Damien, who's currently grappling.
Oh. So what I was going for a clear thought.
Oh.
I guess I'll help the grapple then. Let me see.
That thought is cleared.
Oh yeah, I figured. Well, that was stupid. That was free. You say that.
15, if that helps to grapple any.
Well, can we use Josmar's roll?
So I got an 18. All
damn.
Right. You got what?
A 15 in total.
But the clear thought does get him to let go of Boro.
Thank you.
But there is now a giant burn mark on the side of Boro's head. His hair has been burned away. It smells like burnt feathers in there. As he... Like, Boro's now unconscious, but he kicks them. He kicks Boro onto his stomach as he steps on Boro's back like he stepped on yours.
Zimars grabs Damien by the shoulder and kind of, like, pulls him off of Boro. Don't you think you've done enough?
You didn't say that when you got me shot. And he kind of, like, he moves off of you and he starts heading outside.
Okay, everybody, I think now is the time that we should go.
This is our house.
Okay, never mind. We'll stay and watch all of these guards come in and kill all of us. That sounds like a good plan. I'm curious what Damien's gonna do.
Can I follow Damien?
Oh, first, how'd the Sonic Wave do?
Oh, let's roll for the damage!
Well, actually, it's not damage. It's something to knock them all unconscious.
Okay, sweet.
So they will need Each creature within the 30-foot cone will have to make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw. Anyone who fails is unconscious for a minute.
Does that include you?
No, it was, you guys weren't in the cone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he was. He got in front of the store, out.
Oh, okay.
And they, what do they have to be?
15.
Okay, so... there are 20 guards.
Okay.
And only 6 don't beat him.
Okay, so 14 of them unconscious.
Can I pick up Boro and just like bring him outside?
Sure.
To the guards.
What I was gonna try to do is like pull on like a bit of a performance for intimidation and be like, yeah, don't mess with us any further, and just kind of throw him on top of Vanya.
So before you do that,
yeah,
our circular green portal opens up in the shop.
Okay. So it's either really good or really bad.
Orion.
So our rest episode.
And a person that looks like a, I hate saying this, a Chad version of Orion.
Well, what does he have? Because I already thought Orion was a bit of a pretty boy, but.
Yeah, Orion, sorry. I'm going to edit this out. Orion's like a twink. This is like short cropped military haircut.
No, he cut his locks.
In complete battle armor. And not as muscular as, like, Ivan or Seth Hara, but, like, military build.
Big.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he comes out of the portal. And he has a giant smile on his face.
Who are you?
Gregor.
Alright. Why are you here?
So, my benefactor is here. And I've noticed that the little one has seemed to take a lot of damage. So I'm here to see what happened.
Right. Well, as you can see, there's been a bit of a... It looks like he's about to say fight or scuffle. And then he looks around and he looks back at him. A misunderstanding.
Oh, shit. I know you.
Zomaris looks past at, like, Ivan or something. Like, you talk about, not me. I don't know. You're looking around, like, is he looking at me?
Yeah, and you feel one of his heavy hands on your shoulder.
Right.
Roll a constitution.
So does a 15 do anything for me?
I have a 19.
Okay.
But the 15 does do something for you. He's trying to absorb your void. But it's like, oh, it's like, it's not moving.
Right. And he kind of, he doesn't push him back, but he shrugs. He takes a step back out of this man's, like, touch range.
You're from Rokander, aren't you?
And I assume you are as well.
I run the place!
Right.
What's one of my people being out of the border?
I could ask you the same thing.
Yeah, I have an alliance with this guy.
Oh. Well,
where are you from?
You know.
And then he walks over to Ivan. Can I borrow this?
What's he gesturing to?
Boro. John vigorously.
We should not give up Boro. Right now we have everyone's boss, the guy who signs all the paychecks, unconscious in the cafe. We still need some leverage. There are like 6 guards outside. This guy seems like a total badass. We should we absolutely need Boro as a hostage right now.
Right. And
a hostage seems harsh.
It is right. harsh. It's very harsh.
The thing is, this person, it looks stronger. I'd rather not antagonize any more people currently.
And Zeomars is just gonna, like, nod at you to give it to him.
And so I give it to him.
So you give it to him, and he's like, ah, thanks. And he grabs Boro, and he kind of, like, slaps him on the cheek, and he's like, ah, you're all right, you're all right. And then he just, like, throws Boro through a wall.
Oh, my God.
And then Boro's, you see Boro's body kind of hit your stairs as it, like, falls down to the ground.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to come out here, and you're going to embarrass the Alliance.
Who is he talking to?
To Boro. He's, like, walking down the stairs.
Oh.
You'll make us look bad. You know, my dad told me that appearance matters. And then he starts stepping on Boro's face.
Can you, I don't mind you taking him, but can you do this elsewhere?
No. Because it's about sending a message.
And what message would that be exactly?
The God of War has arrived in Alexandria. And then he's just stomping on Boro's face.
Well, that looks bad. That does not look so good. How's Boro doing? Can I try to get a sense of is he beating him to death?
He's not beating him to death, but it's terror on Boro's face.
Okay, so he's not killing him, he's messing him up.
Yeah.
Zeomars is just gonna watch, like, what can we do? Zeomars. I'm on 10 health right now. I'm gonna watch this happen until he gets his fill and leaves. I like everyone to leave this place. So if just sitting back is gonna make that happen faster, whatever.
And so, what appears to be a barrier of some kind comes over Boro's form, as Gregor is still trying to stomp on it.
Can we collectively, like, inspect to see what that barrier is?
Oh, sure. I was gonna, like, make an announcement about
that. Yeah, they were never mind what that is.
And walking into Diabolik's Crossing is a lone woman.
Dynamite Crossing.
Sorry. Walking into Dynamite Crossing is a lone woman. She has an official druidic cloak on, but it has a ton of embellishments on it. She wears a gold circlet on their head. As they walk closer, there's a sense of authority on them. They are of tan skin, and they have a tight brown ponytail on. As they walk up and stroll past Gregor and Boro, and stands to kind of serve as a physical barrier between you guys and Boro, and, like, that entire crew.
Who are you?
Within the doctrine sets on the treaty Boro has signed with the College of Druids, Boro is not allowed to discipline or intimidate any council member of the College of Druids.
What?
You are on the land of the professor of shadowmancy. And so I humbly, as the headmaster of the Arcanum, asked you to leave.
Zeomars is looking around like, which one? What?
The professor of shadowmancy?
What did you guys do while we were gone?
You got a promotion?
What are we doing here?
And so Gregor, like, kind of smiles.
And he, like, kind of, he picks Boro up, he knocks off the suit. The thing is, the entire time, there has been, like, people here for an interview, for a proposal, filming this entire thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Damn.
And so, Gregor looks at you, Ziomar. It's just like, we'll talk. And then he starts descending into a void.
With Boro?
With Boro.
Can I try to analyze that void as he's leaving?
Sure.
What do I roll? Just Arcana?
Yeah.
I got a 17.
So as you try to analyze the void, like you're a pretty good expert of the void. You see what looks to be millions of eyes looking back at you.
Alright.
And then you get the feeling that something behind the veil of the void sees you and recognizes you as something similar to it, but also something that needs to be eradicated.
Staring into your very soul. No idea if it's Orkander, but
so,
it's just like...
Okay. High or low, favorable result. Okay, it's a 60.
Okay.
And you feel that it sees you as a hunter rather than its prey.
Yeah. One win. One W on the board for today, boys.
And then they're gone. The security guards, the six of them, are trying to pick up all their buddies. You hear up? We'll get you for this. No one treats Boros guys like this.
This isn't over.
So,
a lot of things have changed at the Arcanum since you've been gone, Zeomars.
Right.
You've been almost unanimously chosen as the master of Shadowmancy. So I must ask for your druid cloak back in exchange for a master's cloak.
Leave my body.
Is everyone else okay?
I'm fine.
I'm good.
I'll sweat off my back.
Could Sorry, be I, better.
I've seen better days. Can't complain.
Sorry, I was gonna. In the scuffle, I was like, oh yeah, I didn't even walk off. I was gonna be like.
No, he was gonna walk outside.
Yeah, I was also gonna like.
He's still there. Him walking outside, he was gonna fight the other guards.
Oh. Zomars is just gonna go downstairs. Cause they just. He's not wearing it right now. So he's just gonna go downstairs and get it.
Okay. Ivan, are you okay?
Oh, is that the person asking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fine. I could be better, but I'll manage. Thanks for asking.
Princess, are you okay?
I would prefer Vera. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Okay.
Ruko, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. I was gonna take someone a little tougher than those guys to scare me off.
To knock the old Rothka. Knock the old Rothka off the feet, you know?
Nothing can rumble the Rothka.
Oh! I love that.
No Ruko.
Well, yeah, no, Ruko's great. He hasn't been touched once. He's just been throwing dirt in people's eyes and putting up shields.
Right,
and,
he's on top, you know?
Yeah, he's good. Living life.
Excellent. I'm glad to see that my students are okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's coming back. He has the cloak.
So he takes the cloak.
So, what happened? I don't. It's been a whirlwind. He's a little confused. He's just, I need a little bit more than what you're giving me.
Boro has tried to take over the Arcanum. It wasn't allowed. And now I'm in charge of the Arcana.
And who are you?
Oh,
exactly.
I'm so sorry. I'm Professor Rita Reina of alchemy.
All right.
Nice to make your acquaintance, Headmaster Reina.
And how did y'all? What am I doing now?
Nico has shared with us that you have come to a level of understanding with your void that likes that no one else has. So he put forth the idea that you should be in charge of Shadowmancer.
And he just kind of looks shocked. He's just kind of speechless right now. He's like, what? He probably has like the dumbest look on his face as he's staring at her after all of this. Yeah, you're the professor of Shadowmancy. Isn't really clicking. There's been a lot to process today. What?
You're a professor. It's another win.
Yeah, he's just got, he's just dumb kind of speechless look on his face.
You are the person that knows the most about the void. It only makes sense to put you there. We wouldn't have survived the attack on the Arcana if you didn't free us from the bonds of that void creature that attacked. Yes, you are quite young, but you're not the youngest professor that we've ever had at the Arcana. Did you not get a College Druids, like, diploma? Sure, but you're really only qualified to teach one class anyway. One type of class anyway.
Right. So, does that mean I have to teach. Do I still... So how do I get my diploma?
This is kind of extraordinary circumstances, so I'm going to say you already have one in Shadowmancy.
And so I can just teach now?
Yes. Yes, you can.
And I just get access to like stuff y'all have?
Yes, we have access to the archives, to teaching modules, to spells and components that the professors have. We would ask you not to teach people who aren't ready for those things, but as shown by today, I see you hang out with a wild bunch.
Okay. I guess you said almost unanimous?
Yes.
Who didn't vote for me?
I was also wondering, like, almost unanimous. Interesting. Who vote for me?
That isn't of importance right
now. No, he doesn't ask.
Arcane, why do you keep his job? I don't think she's qualified yet.
The thing is, that doesn't really matter to Zeomaris as much, but it matters to me. Asia wants to know.
We have an assembly tomorrow that everyone must be there for. This has been a crazy day. We'll attempt to keep the heat off of you guys. And then she looks at Damien. Please don't try to attack Boro again. And then Damien's going to make pointed eye contact with Ruka. It's just like, yeah, we're going to kill this guy. Wait, actually, he's going to try to communicate that with
Ruka. Okay, go for it.
We're going to also look at the look that Damien's
doing. The thing is, can I also look at Damien and be like, hey?
I got, let me see. I got an unnatural 1 on my insight.
So, my insight, I got an 18 on this one.
I got a, like...
I got an 18?
14.
Okay.
So he doesn't necessarily communicate it that well. What did you get?
I got an 18.
18! Gang, gang!
He's not communicating well, and I'm not receiving it well at all. What does Ruko get with his unnatural 1?
It's just like, buddy, you want to stop? Going after him? Yeah. That seems weird. I'll talk about it with you later.
But... And can I give a look to him?
Yeah.
It's a look of, you really should have just killed him when you had a chance. Like, what are you doing? Stop messing around.
You
guys get that. Yeah, this is a no between me and Moro.
14.
Do we have to re-roll to understand Ruko's look?
Or actually, sorry, 19 performance.
Okay, so that's 13. So he gets, he's like, you should have killed him. And this is like,
do we have to re-roll for that look?
Can I communicate? I was asking if I can communicate to Damien's like, hey, could you quit it? for a day.
It sounds like we're getting ready to just start a conversation.
Me and Vera are on the same page. We're both giving him the exact same look. So I don't know. There's a lot of looks going on. I'm like,
yeah, there's so many looks going on.
I was gonna ask if we could even do that, but I'm like, if we can't get a silent conversation.
So the assembly's tomorrow. It's for the students that we lost within the battle. And also to give students a chance to recommit themselves to different majors and classes. So I hope to see all of you there. It will be the official start of classes as well. Yes, you're running it as well. You have to introduce yourself to the students.
It's right. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
So what am I supposed to do for that?
You're trying to go recruit people into your major.
And how?
That ultimately falls up to you.
So is it like Blast Off was? Or,
yes, it is like Blast Off.
Alright. Okay. And I start teaching that day?
Yes.
And I'm supposed to teach
Shadowmancy. It feels like they were pretty clear with you earlier.
And he holds up a hand to Ruko, because he just doesn't want to hear from him right now. He doesn't even acknowledge him past that. He's just all eyes for this woman. This is tomorrow. What the heck am I supposed to do? Is it syllabus day or something? What are we doing?
You could have syllabus day if you'd like.
All right.
But instruction starts tomorrow. We waited 30 days.
How do I make... You just told me today.
I cannot find you.
You're out of town.
Sorry.
Right. That's fair.
So are y'all gonna...
And he just nods. He just looks off and he nods. And he walks away for a little bit. Headmaster Reyna. So, Boro attacked our home. How are we going to ensure this doesn't happen again? Or is it just because since Zio Maros is one of the professors that this area is protected? Or
essentially, that's how it works.
Okay, cool. So are you involved with the engagement, or is that, do I have to deal with Boro with that, or?
Engage?
Okay, so you don't know about that. Never mind. Never mind.
No, it's still happening. We're still doing it.
Sorry, and that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.